This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Day of Judgment will be a day of blame, where everybody will try to blame somebody else and endeavor to excuse themselves to the degree that the body will blame the soul. The body will say to the soul that you were the one who incited me to do this action. The soul will say to the body, but you were the one who undertook the action. They will argue so much that an angel will come and that angel will pass a verdict between them. Let me give you an example of a person who is blind and another person who has no legs. They want to steal some fruit, but the blind person can't see the fruit and the one who has no legs can't reach the fruit. So the blind person says to the one who has no legs, you climb on my neck and I will stand up and you take the fruit. Who is to blame? They will say both of them are to blame. Similarly, the angel will say both of you are to blame, the body and the soul. One thing that we need to remember is that the Day of Judgment is a day where each believer will be reminded of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Allah says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On that day, each individual will be asked about all the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him. Those who had the most favors in this dunya, as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, that those who satiated themselves the most, who filled themselves up the most, will be the most hungry on the Day of Judgment. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the most wealth in this dunya, those who were heavy, those who had many, many favors, will have the least favors on the Day of Judgment. Those who were heavy in this dunya will be lightest on the Day of Judgment. Besides, those who gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be the exception. If you hoarded whatever you earned, if you spent it on yourself and you didn't care about others, although you knew that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you was from Allah's rizq, but you didn't share it with other individuals, then Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is saying that person will have the least favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu come out to their homes in an hour where generally people don't come out to their homes. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why have you come out at this hour? They said, oh Messenger of Allah, we were so hungry that we couldn't sit at home. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear by Allah, that same thing which took you out of your home took me out of my home. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then took them and went to the house of Ansari. The Ansari wasn't home at that time. The wife said that he's at the farm. Whilst they were speaking to her, he returned. He was so elated. And he said, what great individuals I have visiting me. So he bought some dates. Then he sacrificed a goat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you sacrifice that goat, make sure it's not a goat that you can milk. He sacrifices the goat and then he feeds the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eating this food and he turns to Abu Bakr and Umar and he says, Abu Bakr, Umar, ثُمَّ لَتُسْعَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Allah will ask you about this food that you have eaten. You left your homes hungry and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned your home satiated. Imagine this, that you are starving. You can't sit at home. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you and I that even those favors which we might just generally think are not important are weighty in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great indication to this is certain favors that we just take as norm. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the Day of Judgment, one of the first favors that man will be asked about is his health and water. Who does shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon their health? Who does shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon water? We drink water multiple times in the day. Do we really think what a favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us? Our health, our free time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'matani maghboonun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihha wal-faragh. That there are two favors that people just take for granted, that they never do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sihha, good health, and leisure time. You got time on our hand, and then we just take it for granted and we waste our time. And this is such a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when our time is up, when the clock stops ticking, then we will wish that we had more time. Then we will wish that we could return to the dunya and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate all those individuals, all those that we loved, that we took for granted. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was once asked, Abu Darda, we see others who indulge themselves in the dunya. Why is it that you never indulge yourself in the dunya? Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, on the day of judgment, there is a particular valley. That valley, to get over that valley, you have to be light. The ulama said, what does it mean light? They give two interpretations. One, that you have to be light of sins to pass that valley. The second is that you have to be light in attachment to the dunya. If you did not have much dunya, then you will quickly pass this valley. There are many people who live their entire existence missing those favors that they don't have and not appreciating what they have. One day a man came to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu and he said, Abdullah, we were from the poor fuqara muhajirun, the poor muhajirun. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu said, let me ask you a question. He said, do you have a wife? He said, yes. He said, do you have a house that you live in? He said, yes. He said, then you are rich. He said, oh, Abdullah, I also have a servant. Abdullah said, then you are a king. Appreciate the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't miss what you don't have, because there will always be somebody who has more than you have.